this is Damon.
Hi, Eamon. I think I just missed your call. This is Tina from Local Splash.
Hey, Tina. How's it going?
I'm doing good. We made it to Friday, right?
Yeah, we did. Sorry I missed your call.
That's okay. I know you're busy.
Yeah, I got involved in a tree job and couldn't get out of it. So,
yeah, you guys are daredevils. I always admire when I see the tree services coming in the neighborhood, how you climb up those huge things and they hang from the ropes and they're not scared. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It is.
Is there somewhere online or some information that you can send me with all the details about this program?
I don't know if it's up on our website because, like I said, it's a brand new program through Google and not every industry and every area offers it. So let me just look real quick and see if it is. If not, I'll see if there's anything special that I can send you regarding it just so that you can kind of look it up. So.
Yeah, because it's a lot of information to try to process.
I know. It really is. What I could do, if we don't have anything up on the site, which we might not if it's not available for everybody, right? We don't want to generate people calling in that get excited about it and then it's not available in their area. So if we don't have anything templated to send you, I could at least go in your area and take some screenshots of people that do have the Google Guaranteed and show you how it works that way and how when they click on it, it'll go directly to a lead form rather than, you know, just a regular Google listing that would have you up there and a bunch of other guys. This would have just exclusively you up on it. If they click on it and they fill out the lead, it comes directly to you.
Okay, and it comes via email?
Yeah, I'll compose something and I'll send it to you via email because the difference between the Google Guaranteed ads and the just regular listings on Google is they're all at the very top of the page and there's a little green box check that says Google Guaranteed on it. So that's specifically where those leads would be coming from. So yeah, I know that if you try it, you'll be really happy with the program because it is so new and everybody is just amazed by the way Google has figured out a way to provide exclusive leads. But I'll at least go in and take some screenshots and send it to you that way. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm interested. I just need to kind of figure out, again, like I said, it's a little bit of a much to process. And if you could just write out in
sure.
an email, like all the expenses and, you know, how it's going to charge me and stuff, that would be great. And then I need to get background checks. Let me ask you this question. I use temporary sources every once in a while for employment. How does that affect it?
So if that's a good question, let me get with the head of that department and ask them because I know that everybody that interfaces with the consumer would have to have a background check. So I would imagine that if there are people coming through a temporary agency, that maybe the agency has something where they've already kind of checked them out. If it's somebody that's a hard worker and, you know, you feel good about using them temporarily and they have a DUI, don't worry about that. Google will approve a DUI, but if it's anything else on there, it'll probably be rejected. Okay, so that's just a little bit of food for thought. If you ask the temporary agency, like, hey, do you know the background of this person that you're sending over? If they say, oh, yeah, they're a good worker, but they did say they have a DUI, then that's fine. Just try to avoid the ones that have anything else showing.
Okay, and then what if I hire a new employee and I get a background check? I mean, I might need them to work immediately. You know, I can't put them off for a month or whatever. Get a background check.
Yeah, that's What I would say in that situation, Eamon, if Google is going to be sticklers on it and say, absolutely not, we can't, you know, recommend you on Google Guarantee if you're going to send somebody out that hasn't passed the background check, what I would recommend is you could still use that person for jobs coming in within that 4-week period or however long it takes the background check to approve. You could still use them for people calling you off the regular Google listing, people calling you off of the Google ads, if they're calling off of different directories. But just if you see that it's an exclusive lead coming in through the Google Guaranteed program, that you wouldn't want to send them until the background check is completed.
How are they going to know?
So that's a good question. I don't know how they're going to know. It's not like we have somebody over here that reports it. You know, we don't report who goes out. But again, Google's guaranteeing the work. So let's say you sent somebody out like that that hadn't passed, and then there's some type of a problem, and Google's ready to kick in the insurance and pay the $2,000 out to the client to resolve it, right? If they find that it was somebody that wasn't background checked, maybe perhaps they would then deny that. So, you know, I would just for you, just, you know, for your protection, probably just try to, you know, hold off on it. But I'll find out for sure. So right now, how many employees do you have right now that would go through the background check?
I mean, just to be honest, that wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't happen. Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to hold a person off. If I need an extra guy, I need an extra guy. I'm not gonna hold a person or not use somebody's help because they don't have a background check. I mean, ultimately, I'm the contractor with the insurance, and you know, I have $1 million insurance policy, so it's not not hurt me. The $2,000 guarantee isn't a big deal to me. It's more the lead. I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm not gonna hold back an employee if I need them, because
absolutely, I wouldn't do that either. Yeah.
You know,
so
and if
what
it's not,
I would
if
recommend,
if they're not auditing, you know, or checking on me every once in a while, I would probably fudge that for, you know, until they got their background check. But I'm just being honest. Because I know how this business works, and, you know, we don't always have a ton of work, and so it's hard to keep guys around.
Yeah, that's true during the downtime.
Yeah, and telling somebody, yeah, I can get you on in a month is not going to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not auditing it, and they're not, there's no way they're really going to catch us unless unless there's an incident, which we have a great record. So, I've never had to use in 5 years, I've never had to use my insurance. So, I think we're good. And $2,000 is small potatoes in what we're doing as far as a guarantee, you know, money wise. So, I just wanted to feel that out before I committed to something like this that, you know, and it is month to month, correct?
Yeah, it is month to month. So you could try it, take the first batch of leads, see how it goes. And if you ever decide down the road that it's not working, you can cancel it or even put the program on pause for a while. So what I would recommend, Eamon, is...
Yeah.
My job is to explain the program, and if you're interested, collect the application fee. Once that's done, I set an appointment for the actual head of that department to call you, and they're able to answer all the specific questions regarding, you know, everything that you just asked. I'm going to detail them in the notes. But definitely, when I schedule that appointment, you're going to have all of your questions answered. So you're going to know exactly, you know, how it works and things like that. So, you know, what I'll do now is I will send you the screenshots of everything that you asked me for as far as how it works, what it's going to look like, a brief description of everything we discussed as far as the lead costs and the minimum monthly requirement. Those lead costs, they're not going to start up anyway right away. It's going to be after all the background information is, you know, completed. But I do want you to have all of that in writing. And then if you feel like you're good to go, call me back and I'll collect the application fee, and then we'll get that appointment going for the head of that department to call you back. And that's what gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak, as far as the background check. They'll make sure that you have the application, that everything's being filled out properly, which employees need it, which don't, if it's a temp, do they need it, anything like that. They're going to be able to make sure that it's all very clear for you at that point.
All right. Since I'm kind of hard to get a hold of, let's do the application fee right now and stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking, because you're busy and you don't, you know, this is just one less thing on your plate. So I'm going to do the application fee, and then I will send you the application in your email and in your text message so you can start working on that. And then I'll schedule that appointment out for Monday. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Does it sound good? Okay, so for the application fee, do you want me to use the same credit card that we have on file now?
I don't know which one you have on. I have one that I want to use right now that I'm
okay,
sure.
Okay, so no problem. Let me just add this application fee, and then I'll go back and make sure that.
And this will automatically deduct monthly.
Yeah, if it's a different card and I update it now, it'll stay on the new card unless it's a different card and you want to go back and put the other on. But I have a MasterCard ending in 2628. Is that the one or is it a different one?
No, it's a different one.
Okay, so go ahead with that card number.
Okay, it's 4473.
Okay.
0790.
Okay.
0467.
Mm-hmm.
0968.
Okay, expiration?
It is 1223.
1223, and then the little code on the back?
732.
And we're going to leave everything on this moving forward, right?
Not the local splash.
Okay, so I'll go back and put the MasterCard back on file then for the next month's billing on the local.
Go ahead and leave everything on this one.
Leave everything? Okay. So question, 1881 Harvey Road still goes with this card, right, for the billing?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll charge that non-refundable application fee. I'll send you the application. And then for Monday, let me just check the calendar here. What works best for you, morning or afternoon?
Let's do like 10 in the morning.
10 in the morning. Okay. So you are in Oregon. So you're on the Pacific. You're on the same time as us. Okay. So I'll put it in for 10. If it's not available, give me another window just in case I can have a second option.
Anytime. Anytime.
So I'll try to book out from 10 to 11. And if that's not available, I'll try to get 11 to 12. So someone will call you either within one of those time frames. Okay. On Monday.
All right, perfect.
Sound good? Okay, and then let me just go ahead and try to process this just to make sure that we get the green light on it and there's no further hiccups. So today is the 24th. I can't believe it's already the end of June. Can you?
I know.
That's crazy how fast the year's going. So, okay.
Hey, we just started getting sunshine, so it's like,
oh, no, you have a late summer.
Hopefully it's going to be nice through the fall.
I hope so, too. Yeah, sometimes that's good. When you have a late summer, it means that you'll have a nicer time before the fall kicks in, huh?
Yeah.
Hopefully. So, okay, you're all good to go, Eamon. I got that approved for you. So keep an eye out in your email and your text message for the application form, and then my technician will be calling you on Monday, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.